Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to my dog psychology radio show. My name is Dale McCluskey. I'd like to welcome you. On today's show, I'm going to be discussing the disconnect within the mainstream dog training world and what that represents for both dog owners who are seeking help with their dogs and for trainers who have already crossed lines here as it relates to what's happening on the ground, so to speak, with this disconnect between, you know, the mainstream dog training narrative or their kind of world. It's almost like a bubble they're living in. And the amount of dogs being destroyed every year in North America, and even with lately, recently, the media coming out asking questions as to, you know, why is there a dramatic, they're calling it dramatic, increase in the number of dog bites happening in both the United Kingdom and over here in North America, even while at the same time these breed-specific bans have taken effect. And of course, the breed-specific bans, you know, the reason those are happening, again, I get into that issue as well, is for the reason of the fact that the relational needs of dogs are not being met, that these trainers are approaching training as something it's not, and therefore you're having this problem happening. And it's only elevating, it's only increasing. In fact, it's hitting a tipping point to such a level that, again, people are starting to wonder what the heck is happening here. And again, if you, you know, if you go out there and try to find any trainer talking about this issue the way I'm talking about it, you will not find a single trainer out there pinning this stuff down, actually talking about this problem. But again, I talk about that too in the show, because here's the thing, you're going to see this, and I'm, from how I'm seeing things line up here, I'm very confident that this is going to happen. You're going to see an actual shock wave, okay, an actual, like the ground opening up happen in 2017. And the reason I say this is, again, because of, again, I continue to raise my voice up to this regarding this information. And not just that, but I truly believe that somebody, I mean, I'm talking about a production company, is going to really grab hold of this, is really going to get wise here, some discernment going on, and begin to, you know, really focus in on this stuff. And I believe that is happening now. Again, I'm going to talk about, you know, a production that's coming up. And again, I want to kind of qualify this whole thing with the production. Now, here's the thing. There's a company that just recently contacted me to be interviewed. And this company is called Dogmatic Films. And they're focusing in on this problem. Okay. They're and beyond me. I mean, I said this before, you know, the media is asking questions. You know, I'm kind of like a, you know, and again, you see my voice raising up here. Kind of a small voice because, again, you know, how this is kind of playing out with celebrity and people's, what people are focused on in society, all these dynamics play a part here. But, you know, here recently I've been beginning to raise my voice up in a more powerful way. And you'll see that through my videos I'm putting out, really kind of hammering away at this. And I'll qualify this too. You know, people will see that I put videos up. I did take them down. I put them up again. And here's the thing. It has nothing to do with what I'm saying not being true whatsoever. It's 100% all the videos, but it's about my walk more than anything else. My focus on, you know, making sure that my motives are good when I put this stuff out, just really doing my best to focus in on, you know, just the information. Now, I do put people's names up on here. Here's the thing. On my Flipping the Script series, the names I attach to these videos, you'll see, say, Victoria Stilwell, you see me mention Ian Dunbar and, you know, Zach George and Professor and all these people, and even some balance trainers, you know, I allude to them. Because here's the thing, these people, okay, want to be the voice for this disconnected ideology, okay? They want to make money. They want to be elevated. They want to gain, you know, reputation and this stuff. And so they want to do that, okay? And so they've been doing it for years, okay? I never did that. People have to understand, when I, many, many years ago, and I'll talk about more of my journey on some future shows here, but, you know, years ago, okay, when I was looking for answers, okay, when I was like saying, because here's the thing, this is why I don't give these trainers any sort of wiggle room, because if it's blatantly obvious to me, okay, my question is, why isn't it the same for these people? I see this just beyond promoting something here. I see this as an ethical, moral problem. Okay, so this is really goes down to people's character here. So this is why I really get, I look at this stuff and say, okay, hold on here a second. This goes beyond just promoting something. These people are promoting something that's morally bankrupt. I mean, dogs are getting destroyed here. It's not a healthy way of thinking for people. Ultimately, in the end, there's so much confusion. And these people are just making pocketing money. They're making money off this garbage. And, you know, and it's just hit this tipping point. And then at the same time, you'll see these balance trainers doing as well. They want to be the kind of moral authority on a morally bankrupt ideology. Okay. They want to be people look at them and say, hey, look at this guy. They want the applause. So, you know, I come on the scene here and I'm like calling this stuff all out and people are getting really, really upset with it. Well, it's not my problem. Okay. I just want to put it very clearly. That's not, these people made the decision to get up on the stage. And you know, I never did that. Okay. That way at all. I mean, I'm raising my voice here, but, cause again, going way back when, cause this all will tie into this mainstream disconnect. Cause that's basically what I'm talking about here now. Years ago when I saw the problems, I didn't rush to just, align myself with something. Okay. I didn't just, you know, dovetail into some sort of Caesar Milan way of doing things. I was a canine officer for 12 years. Okay. I was completely focused in on the relationship that way. And so when I started stepping over into the public, you know, realm, and I saw problems, okay, I immediately knew there was problems because I saw these things aren't lining up here. Okay. I'm getting these people, but, I didn't try to get up on the stage immediately and announce that, hey, look at me. You know, I'm the world expert. Okay. No, I just was focused in on finding answers. Okay. I said to myself, I'm going to nail this stuff down here. I'm going to seek out answers. Yeah. I'm going to do it in a way that, you know, is going to be, you know, honor what I do. But that's not happening here. I want people to understand this is not happening in mainstream dog training. A lot of these mainstream dog trainers, you know, both balanced and these so-called pure positive, we'll get into that, they're on a massive ego trip. I mean, these people in pride and ego and all those things tie into that. And don't get me wrong, you know, years ago, you know, I had my little ego prideful moments, you know, especially in the police dog training arena. But here's the thing. I mean, you know, when I talk about you know, the problem here, I offer very specific information as to what the problem really is. I mean, I pin this stuff down. I don't just, it's not about being personal. And again, back to this issue about talking about, you know, people's names on this stuff. Well, again, that's just how it's going to go down. I mean, this mainstream group have put themselves in this position. Okay, now they can't respond. Okay, they what can they do? They've put themselves into a corner, and that's really the problem here. I mean, if you really look at in this production company, okay, I'll talk about that again. If this production really gets wise and discerning and focuses in on what the real problem is here, really goes into all the dark places and knows, you know, what's going on. I mean, this is going to be I want to tell people something here. I'm not even kidding around. This is going to be a complete shockwave here. I mean, this production is going to just tip everything on its head. I mean, it's going to be massive. Because right now, this is my prediction. You got probably 98% of all trainers are follow this learning narrative at some level. Or really do. Here's the thing. I don't, because the system I developed, people have to understand something here when I talk about this. This is an original source system, okay? So when I say about numbers, I could probably say 99.9% of all trainers are contaminated with this mess because I developed this system from the ground up. I mean, this came from a type of insight. Okay, what I have to say is very unique. I mean, that's why I say I can say this in confidence that you're not going to find another trainer out there talking the way I'm talking because I developed this. I mean, this approach. But if I want to get philosophical, I've really developed nothing. I mean, this is just how nature is. But you know, the thing about asking tough questions, I don't know any trainers out there that have established themselves that have asked these type of questions. When I look at the, you know, I talk about how much this, if this comes out in the way I think it's going to come out this in 2017 through this production, you know, and my voice is heard, and then you talk about raising the voice. I mean, this production company is talking about this going out into, I'm talking like 20,000 media outlets, and even talk about CNN and Fox News. I mean, that's their idea of things. And I think that's great because it's absolutely gonna blow the roof off it all in one fell swoop. So people can look at me and think I'm a crazy person, but I mean, if this goes down the way I think it's gonna go down 2017, people need to hold on. You know, this is why I don't look at my videos that way, you know, with numbers but trainers in the mainstream are totally self-absorbed into the popularity of what they're doing, even though they're standing on shaky ground. Okay, they're standing in this flawed tenet, and then if you look at this learning narrative, okay, these behavioralists and all these people have written all these books and they're very popular out there. I'm telling you something, this is not going to be a fun show for a lot of people. You know, this goes down the way I think it's going to go down. It'd be like a pharmaceutical company going out of business all at once over a bad pill. I mean, it's that big. But we'll see. I mean, here's the thing. The only affiliation I have with this production company is to be interviewed. Okay. They're going to do whatever they're going to do. But I said this originally, I had some back and forth here just to make sure that, because I said this a long time ago, I'll never be involved with something that isn't going to, be a Mickey Mouse thing. I mean, because this is the problem. I don't want to be a part of something that's not going to, go into those dark places and expose it. Because I know what I know. I mean, that's it. I mean, I'm not going to be kind of twisted up and stuff and people trying to exploit and, you know, manipulate and misrepresent. I've been dealing with that for years. And so that's why I talk about this disconnect. I had nothing to do with it. But from what I know and what I see of this production, it looks like it will be a class act. I mean, I'll just leave it at that. So I very much am wanting to do an interview with them to give my side, to give a alternative perspective, to show that, listen, people are all getting caught up in this thing between balance, this thing about balanced training and pure positive training. But what I'm showing is why there's such a problem here is that balanced training can't give you the answers what's really happening because they're part of the problem. You know, there's a spectrum here. I even talk about that because they're still working within that learning narrative. Okay. I mean, really think about that. This is why if you look at an example of helping people discern some of this, you know, because years ago, you know, when I first started many years ago, you know, I worked within my trainer, worked within a little bit of a learning narrative. Okay. Talk about how, framing things up a certain way through incentivizing and getting this thing about the, you know, this quadrants and all these different things, starting off looking at that. But then when you look at the issue about what overrides that, you know, this kind of relational twist here. But you can track it. Like it's very intentional in a way that you can see how this stuff frames up. But if you look at here's an example. If you look at the police dog grouping, okay, if you look at that, canine officers in general, and you look at them working within that learning narrative to a certain level, you'll see how it all works out for them regardless because of they have a natural line. It's because of their personality type. It's how they think. It's relational. Okay, just understand that. So if you look at that, you'll get relational clarity within how certain dynamics come together. You'll see that. Say, wow, man, these guys are working with these high drive dogs. You know, it's working out fine for them. Well, why isn't it working out with, you know, what's going on here? Trying to figure that out, trying to figure that mess out. These trainers can't do it, okay, because they're not looking through the relational lens that way. Okay, it's all about them, for example. It's like, for example, I could train whatever dogs. I can use anything I want to use. And the dog's going to role change at the relationally role change because of who I am. Okay, that's the thing. So it's really important to understand about how this stuff packages up relationally. But it's not something, too, where people say some mysterious thing here, like energy or something. It's not like that. It's very intentional. If you look at my system, the methodology that lines it up is very specific, okay? It has to hold true to what it is. It's if you see me working dogs, you'll see me go through the numbers. It's a sequence type of thing I follow. So if people need to change how they think, it does that. If it needs to line up a certain way, it does that. So it's all inclusive, okay? It's all, but it has to hold true to what it is. Very specific. So anyone that wants to, you know, use this system, you know, watching the videos are helpful. Don't get me wrong. Read my books are helpful. But, you know, coming down here, spending time with me is almost critical. Okay. It really is. I mean, I'll put that out there right now. I'm offering a trainer's course coming up in February, for anyone. There's still positions available for anyone that wants to really, learn the system, be able to use it in the real world setting. Okay, and you're going to get that depth. You're going to get that skill set. You're going to get that insight. You're going to get everything you need to go back to wherever you live and be able to kind of blow the roof off it. I mean, that's how it's going to work. I'm only offering that course, I think probably 3 or 4 times a year, and only a total of like no more than 3 or 4 maximum spots. That's it. Because I'm the one training the people. I'm the one. It's got to be focused. It's got to follow the right path. I need that focus level. So, because I have to be happy with the result. I want the people to be happy with the result. I need to be happy with the result. Because it's all about people being successful to me. I mean, that's what matters. It's not about numbers with me. It's about people being successful. So, I would encourage you to look at that course. Trust me, you're going to gain so much out of it. You're going to get the answers you want, even if you're a trainer right now, you know, and you want to be able to use a system. It's something that's really critical because here's the thing. I've written, I think, 5 or 6 books now. I could write 10 more books, okay, with the stuff that's going on. You know, there's stuff that as a trainer that to get that depth, because there are some variances as you do it, working with certain dogs, especially with aggressive dogs. You know, you need that depth. You just can't go out and decide, hey, you know what, I'm going to take the L system and start working with these dogs. You're not, if you do that, understand something. You're not using the relational system. It's not my system. Okay, that's your own spin on it. It's not my system at all. People need foundation. You cannot just, you know, you can take certain concepts and apply them to your own, but it's not truly my system that way. You need to be able to get that through this course. You can do it probably through maybe long-term Skype sessions. And I have a guy in the United Kingdom I'm working with. I've been working with him for a very long time. He's doing really well. But the ultimate is the one-on-one, you know, it is, because it's really about how people think. It's me seeing it. Online courses and stuff, you know, you're not going to get that type of thing. I mean, it's just not going to be to be a trainer like that. It's not going to work. But anyway, getting back to this whole, but again, encourage you to check out that option, trainer's option, great option. You know, you can contact me if you have any questions about it, but it's a great option. So anyway, getting back to this Main Street disconnect. Yeah, this is the thing. And again, back to this production. Yeah, I believe that, you know, 2017 is going to be a tremendous year, and in a good way. I mean, yeah, this garbage is going to be exposed like never before, but if you really care about dogs, I mean, that's a good thing for the dogs, okay? And ultimately, it's a good thing for people. Just people don't see it that way. But there's, you know, through really, you know, meeting a dog's relational needs, approaching training the right way, you see a lot more. Okay, you're going to have a much stronger bond with the dog. And I encourage people, don't buy into these narratives. People putting those things about anything that doesn't conform to follow the path of this ideology is that dog abuse is abusive. There's so much of that out there. And don't get me wrong, these trainers and the professor is one guy doing this. They totally will misrepresent. They take what they do is they take some of these trainers and who are doing, don't get me wrong, doing some crazy crap. And they'll totally try to elevate, you know, this flawed tenet, this flawed ideology that they promote by misrepresenting what's going on, you know, through these, you know, these other trainers. And here's the example that you would follow. Okay. If you look at the four styles of parenting, you can kind of equate guys like the professor and those who promote this ideology as permissive parents, permissive parenting. Okay. And there's problems with that. I wrote that in one of my books about the kind of culture of thinking. And what they're trying to use to elevate their position, which is the real problem, okay, they're trying to focus in on these authoritarians or authoritarian trainers who are the other extreme, okay? But, you know, but through these extremes, right, nobody's actually looking at the, you know, authoritative parenting style, which is the balanced parenting style. Okay, that's basically what this system advocates. It's just common sense. Okay, it's relational. That's all it is. So, but again, getting this issue about understanding the issue about, you know, the picture problem and motives of dogs and all those different things, it comes through common sense. Okay, it comes through being able to go beyond appearances, because the thing is, you know, people's emotions play such a negative role in, you know, gaining perspective. It really does. I mean, the people, if you let your emotions kind of rule instead of common sense rule, you're almost turned over to this stuff. I mean, that's what's happening here with a lot of these trainers. There's like no way out. But you know the ability again to step back from it comes through common sense. It comes through being able to see things for what they really are instead of how you want them to be. I mean, that's really the problem here. And these control issues too, getting this thing, the ability to see, when I talk about motives, understand it goes hand in hand with issues of control. If the dog gains control, you know, as the relationship starts going sideways, you know, what happens is the motives are rotten. Okay, the reasons why the dog will do the things they do through response will lead people into a certain belief that they have a level of influence in the relationship that they don't really have. Okay, just understand that. It has to be put to the test. I keep talking about the motives of the dog have to be tested at all points. And this is why, again, getting into this issue of, and I'll talk about this briefly, about social media and about YouTube and all these different things, how these, you know, all these mainstream dog trainers use this to further misrepresent their ideology. All you're getting is a snippet, okay? Just understand, when these trainers, these YouTube dog trainers, such as Zach George, they put out these videos trying to elevate themselves with this ideology, you're not seeing, you know, like day one, day two, day, you're not seeing that, okay? Good luck finding that. You're not seeing it. You're seeing them put out this kind of infomercial type of message, which is meant to elevate themselves, and again, it's totally disconnected. Okay, it's just all they're doing is exploiting that this ideology. They're exploiting based off of appearances, based off of not revealing the motives of the dog that way. It's not, you're not seeing a real picture of what's happening. That's the problem. I even did a video regarding Victoria Stillwell. If you go in and watch that, it's very interesting because I go almost like point by point through it. You know, how this lines up to be so deceptive for people and give people a total counterfeit picture. Okay, you're not seeing the real deal. Okay, dogs, the reasons dogs accept certain people and not accept certain people, and even getting these issues about how counter conditioning is applied, the issue of motives are not recognized. They're not putting them in right context. You have to look at the motives involved. You have to put them to the test. And so when a dog accepts certain personality types, certain people, just understand something. That's not always a good thing. Okay, that's a deception. You know, people are tying in, they're trying to put a standard on something at the appearance level while ignoring the motives in play. Okay, that's the real problem here in the dog training world. And so trainers in general will immediately they launch into this picture. Even balance trainers, even though they're working, they will sense there's a problem. And so they'll say, well, we don't just use two quadrants, we use four quadrants. And, we use a correction or whatever. But the thing is, as this picture, they're still setting this picture in motion in such a way that it leads them into making assumptions through response without fully looking at the motives in play. They're approaching it wrong. Okay, they're like half-ass in it, type of thing. They're just, starting just like their so-called, enemies, the pure positive trainers. They're doing the same thing. Just they feel that by, adding some add-ons in, that somehow counteracts it, and it doesn't necessarily at the level that it needs to. I mean, it becomes this kind of hodgepodge, but it's still within this problematic because of how change is set up and how it's established and defined through that dog owner relationship, how the perceptions of the dog change. Okay, it's the issue of influence. And so that narrative, that working within that roadmap, okay, is a problem. But the problem here is the trainers that do this, their thinking becomes so entrenched. Okay, they'll try to argue you down until their deathbed because they will not come out of it. And I said, well, I suggest a lot of these trainers won't come out of it. Because they made the choice of, dovetailing into this stuff. They made the choice, instead of asking tough questions, of just, starting to, elevate themselves up on this stuff. And that is the problem here in the dog training world. So anyway, coming down to the end of the show, just understand there is a serious disconnect here going on. There's no trainers out there I'm aware of that's talking about it this way. Most of them will think somehow I'm crazy for doing it because just understand their marketing plan, right? It's all about popularity, making money. You look at how I'm doing it, right? They say Dale's out of his mind. He's going to lose money. Okay. I don't think of things that way. I just think of this is what the truth is. This is what needs to happen. And I'm waiting. I'm just biding my time until this thing all, implodes. And it's, I said this before, it's going to, it's coming. So I'm very content, whether I have, one person a week I'm helping or 50 people, it doesn't matter to me. But here's the thing, from last year to this year, my business has more than doubled. Okay. But that was no intentional thing on my part to say, to follow the same lame marketing plan. That's because I'm honest. Okay. I can explain things properly. I sit down with people, it makes sense to them, and most of the people I help have already cycled through all this of these other training styles, okay? So, then that's going to be – so my business has every year over year, it's increased every year, okay? And because I don't look at social media, this is the other disconnect. I don't look at social media because if you look at my video accounts and views and stuff, you'd say, well, Dale's only got 230 followers. He's a joke. And people like this Canine One training, mock me for it. I mean, big deal. I don't care. Because I'll tell you something, it's coming. Okay. So the people that are mocking and that are ridiculing and, think they're all that right now, I'm just telling they should pay attention because 2017 is the year of reckoning. That's all in the show. So anyway, thanks for tuning in. Hope you have a great day.